today we've been, I've been talking to a lot of people, and one of the things that keeps reoccurring is that when I work in clay, and I do that every day, it is a part of who I am. It's very difficult to spend time with a piece and put all that you are, your emotions and your feelings, how you were brought up, into this piece, this form, and then all of a sudden make the transition of going to sell it in town or wherever. And this has been happening for Pueblo people for quite a long time now. And I don't know, I've never gotten used to of it. And the first time I took my pieces to be sold, it was such a shock because I was dealing with a whole different standard of the creative process. I was dealing with a business, and to this day, I don't think I'm really that comfortable with it. So I had to write about it. This is called Mud Woman's First Encounter with the World of Money and Business. She unwrapped her clay figures, unfolding the cloth each was nestled in, carefully, almost with ceremony, concerning herself with the specific curves and bends and idiosyncrasies that made each piece her own. Standing these forms upright, displaying them from one side to the next, Mud Woman could feel her pride surging upward from a secret part within her, translating into a smile that passed her lips. All of this in front of the gallery owner. After all the creations were unveiled, Mud Woman held her breath. The gallery owner, peering from behind fashionable bifocals, examined each piece with an awareness Mud Woman knew very little of. The owner cleared her throat, asking, "First of all, dear, do you have a resume? You know, something written that would identify you to the public. Who is your family? Are any of them well known in the Indian art world?" This is a true story. Mud Woman hesitated, trying desperately to connect this businesswoman's voice with her questions, like a foreigner trying to comprehend the innuendos of a new language. So unexpected and somewhat intimidating. The center of what Mud Woman knew to be real was shifting with each moment in this gallery. The format of this exchange was a new dimension from what was taken for granted at home, where the clay, moist and smooth, waited to be rounded and coiled in sensuous shapes in a workroom Mud Woman and her man had built of earth too. All this struggled against a blaring radio with poor reception and noon-hour traffic. Handling each piece, the merchant quickly judged whether or not Mud Woman's work would be a profitable venture. "Well," she began, "your work is strangely different, certainly not traditional Santa Clara pottery, and I'm not sure there is a market for your particular style, especially since nobody knows who you are. However, if for some reason you make it big, I'll be the first to say I discovered you. So I'll buy a few pieces and we'll just see how it goes." Without looking up, she opened a large black checkbook, quickly scribbling the needed information to make the gallery's check valuable. Mud Woman hesitantly exchanged her work for the unexpectedly smaller sum that wholesale prices dictate. And after a few polite but obviously strained pleasantries, Mud Woman left, leaving behind her shaped pieces of earth. walking against the honks of a harried lunch crowd, Na Chukwicha, Clay Mother, then spoke. Navi Atnyo, Digin Nan no mo ne Santa Kucha. My daughter, is this the way it goes, this pottery business? Hearing this, Mud Woman lowered her head. Walking against the crowd of workers returning from lunch, Na Chukwicha's question clouded Mud Woman's vision with a mist of lost innocence as she left the city and the world of money and business behind.